Greetings, and bienvenue, Midnight Crew. Thank you for returning to this broadcast. And welcome to new viewers joining us for the first time. If you like a video, then feel free to subscribe.
Anyone else find themselves in a fake family? It seems that military operations worldwide set up these fake families to hold your typical spiritual schizo with Neanderthal genes, who also happens to get MK-Ultra'd as a kid. I know my family is fake, and you can tell these guys sold their souls because the spark of intelligence between me and my sister versus my mom and dad is like night and day. It'll never be something you can point out, because you're just gonna end up in the mental hospital if you confront them about it. This is hell. I know I'm being raised inside an open-air facility, and I probably had a life with other parents before the MK Ultra wiped my memory. This is so dehumanizing. And even more dehumanizing is being in an echo chamber where you're constantly gaslit, and people conveniently forget you said things so that the mirage can continue to keep rolling. But you know, deep down something's not right, and everyone in your life is trying to steer you down certain paths or ignores problems other parents would care about, but are left unresolved so that you stay an obedient little cattle. Think Teria Davis's family. And it works great because these people can just be dismissed as schizo. But the real truth is, these people like Teria Davis, who you see as schizo, are schizo because they got MK-Ultra'd, and they're living with parents hired by some service tasked with keeping spirituality out of the first world, with no memory of their life before the age of 10 where they had their original parents. I feel so dehumanized knowing everybody around me is a handler, and now that they know I know, they're still keeping up the facade, and the gaslighting and accusations of being a horrible person get worse and worse as you start pointing out all the contradictions and lies that they've lost track of over the years that don't match what they're saying now. Speak too loud about this kind of shit, and you get closer and closer to the razor's edge of them dialing a hospital for ruining their act up. It's like the jig is up. They know that I know they're handling me, but the show still must go on, and they don't even show the slightest sign of guilt. But it's obvious because they get even more gaslighty and act less and less human. And they have to ignore when you stare them directly into their real soul, because it really screws them up so they double down in anxiety when you pierce through. What things can I do to lower these people's karmic debts through the basement? Obviously, ask them questions all the time so they have to keep lying to you, damning themselves by virtue of continuing their job, but what else? Screw these people, screw this world. I really hope I don't sound a schizo for X even. Come on, is this really that up there? You know this exists everywhere, and schizophrenia is the perfect solution to cover it up. The diagnosis for schizophrenia covers a description of these poor people's lives. It's like nobody's home in their minds. I bet the job description is just go into the fake setup home and watch TV, act like a bunch of NPCs, and be on call at all times during the day for emergencies.
Have you ever truly talked to them and got to know them? Ask them about their childhoods, or how they feel about things that aren't schizo bullshit. A lot of people become too tired after a life of raising kids and being part of the rat race to want to do anything more than sit back and watch TV when they're home. They don't have the energy to make changes. It's sad. But that's why you should help your parents, bring them joy and light, and they'll wake up and want to live more. It sounds like you're a condescending weirdo that feeds them nothing but disdainful vibes and talks about things that people with normal responsibilities have no time to give a shit about. No wonder they're closed off to you. Can you imagine busting your ass for 18 plus years to make sure a kid grows up healthy, but he ends up secretly resenting you and doesn't even see you as his parents? That's sad as shit, Anon. Please try to open your heart and reach out to them on their level. Intelligence difference isn't an excuse either. Unless they're shitty people who try to harm you emotionally or physically, that's no reason to hate them.
Yes, I feel like I just wasted 2 minutes reading your whole reply. My dad abused me and my mom covers it up gaslighting.
I don't think this is a safe environment to discuss that, Anon. I am so sorry if that happened to you, but I do not think this is a safe place to discuss it.
They know everything. I don't care. Nothing about my life is even remotely true, and they're probably scared to make a move. I'm pissed off, but I'm going to be a lot more pissed off if things change. The real answer to the Truman Show is to realize you hold the cards. Death? That'll be my ticket out of this hellscape.
Who knows everything? The CIA.
The CIA isn't in my province. Whatever the equivalent is operating where I live. I'm literally raised by them. Why wouldn't they know? My family is literally them. You don't think they report back to HQ?
Sounds like you are a DARPA cattle OP.
Yep. What do they even want with me? Some new age sleeper cell mascot shit, or just to contain me? I fail to see why I'm so important. And I wouldn't have had a bone to pick with them if they didn't ruin my life first. They're creating more problems by doing this. Should have just let me be a normie and not demolish my entire life history.
There's always another level of worse, I promise. I am currently living it. Hang in there, please. Containment is my guess. Remain calm, like I said. This stuff is coming to an end soon.
I'm an MK Ultra victim, and looking back at my life for the last decade or so and seeing the ways in which people have been there primarily to interfere, digging up old repressed traumatic memories from the first time I was vanned is literally making me physically ill. I'm constantly on the verge of throwing up, breaking down, and yelling at people I know because, of course, they'll never understand. Then apologizing only to break down and yell at them again. And the relationships I have are falling apart as the days go on and I get called crazy more and more and harassed online by people who know exactly what I'm thinking and doing, making snide comments on what little information they've collected about me. I'm cutting off the internet now, but man, I feel so sick. I want this to stop. I want back my free will. Looking at celebrities who are being affected by this, like Britney Spears and Kanye West and Taylor Swift and shit, just makes me want to throw up even more. This world really is hell, isn't it? I'm a robot. I have no free will. Like a replicant from the movie Blade Runner. Blade Runner is literally just disclosure for this shit. I watched the movie Blade Runner and it used to be my favorite movie. Now it just makes me have an existential crisis. My thoughts are literally an AI, a feedback loop. No self-control, no free will, nothing. I'm scared to see a doctor because, from the way this society is set up, that seems like a one-way ticket to being thrown in the loony bin or made to take medications that will probably just make the situation worse. Police officers completely ignore me when I tell them about the problems I'm going through, even when I try to explain it in the most concise, rational way possible. Same goes with family members. It's like they're NPCs and incapable of understanding or have something in them that completely filters out what I say when I try as rationally as I can to explain it. It's like a Truman Show nightmare. I know I don't have free will. That absolutely terrifies me. I've seen the feedback loop in effect. I've seen people pleased at the results they've created in me, and I flip-flop back and forth from thinking I can make it in life and I can do something I like, make a life journey that I like, only to come crashing back down and realize that that too was programmed into me, because whoever's doing it does a shit job at keeping it concealed that I'm being controlled. For example, thoughts come into my head that don't match what I know about myself. Because the people manipulating me don't have all the information about me, they make mistakes in programming me that I am aware of. But that's like a computer noting an error and spitting out an error code. I'm a feedback loop. None of the shit I think or say is my volition. I'm one of their more aggressive targets that they make extra measures to control. The level of control makes me sick. It's all too much. A life without free will is not a life.
The more aware you become, the more freedom you will gain. Everything is branches, and at some point it is governed by the source, but this is not a one-way system. We have free will in a sense of freedom of choice. So too do I think there is a seed of chaos in us, just as there is a seed of chaos in the universe. This thing seems truly random or creative to me, which I would attribute to the most freedom. All that said, nature listens to you. It listens to all of us. It's an interplay between us and it. It will guide you along and set stages for you. And I think right there is an expression of our free will. The stage is set, but the outcome is not yet known. What happens on that stage alters the course. This thing we are part of then reorganizes, constantly reorganizing. In our day-to-day, we have freedom of choice. And this again is where awareness comes into play. The more aware you are of self and environment, the more agency you have over self and environment. You are doing as you're intended, but you're also part of making up your own intention. Reality is not something to fear, but something to be played.
I was raised by a weird elite family that intentionally neglected me and performed covert narcissistic abuse. nothing I could ever prove. No memory of childhood, supposedly experienced 2 decades, but only remember the latter one earliest memory is of an MK Ultra type scenario inside a dark camper van. The question is what to do. I'm over these people. They can all go to hell. See if I care. But I have liked this empty shell, a walking corpse with a disturbed mind, not disabled enough to get disability, but not able enough to do anything with my life or enjoy things. When I'm at home, I just crash into depression and nothing feels fun. Everything you'd enjoy is just sedative to me. I'll carry this to the grave. Are there any practical solutions, or am I doomed to live life as a victim of human trafficking in a first world country full of people who believe that everyone walking the soil is free? This life confuses me. I do not get it. Dear God, I understand none of this. I don't understand anything. I don't understand why these people consider me property. What's so special about me? Why has there been so much effort to ruin my life? If I was a slave for the elites, why was I let out? If I'm an unactivated sleeper, feels like it. Will God forgive me if they activate me and a bad thing happens?
I was born into a cult, too. You must take ownership of your present moment. Stop accepting negative thoughts. Revise into positive ones. Practice mindfulness and seek wisdom. Look to your inner guide to find what you can do to cultivate a satisfying life and a good mindset. For me, it was weightlifting, finding a skilled trade job. I made $85,000 last year. On track to make more this year, getting a girlfriend, and taking the self-improvement pill. It's the only way.
Either you are telling the truth and perhaps inherited some of their blindness, or you yourself are blind about the nature of others. On the subject, Epictetus says, "If what philosophers say is true, that all men have one principle, as in the case of assent, the persuasion that a thing is so, and in the case of dissent, the persuasion that a thing is not so, and in the case of a suspense of judgment, the persuasion that a thing is uncertain, so also in the case of a movement towards anything, the persuasion that a thing is for a man's advantage. And it is impossible to think that one thing is advantageous and to desire another, and to judge one thing to be proper and to move towards another. Why then are we angry with the many? They are thieves and robbers, you may say. What do you mean by thieves and robbers? They are mistaken about good and evil. Ought we then to be angry with them or to pity them? But show them their error, and you will see how they desist from their errors. If they do not see their errors, they have nothing superior to their present opinion. Ought not then this robber and this adulterer to be destroyed? By no means say so, but speak rather in this way. This man who has been mistaken and deceived about the most important things, and blinded, not in the faculty of vision which distinguishes white and black, but in the faculty which distinguishes good and bad, should we not destroy him? If you speak thus, you will see how inhuman this is which you say, and that it is just as if you would say, ought we not to destroy this blind and deaf man? But if the greatest harm is the privation of the greatest things, and the greatest thing in every man is the will or choice such as it ought to be, and a man is deprived of this will, why are you also angry with him? Man, you ought not to be affected contrary to nature by the bad things of another. Pity him rather. Drop this readiness to be offended and to hate, and these words which the many utter, these accursed and odious fellows. How have you been made so wise at once? And how are you so peevish? Why then are we angry? Is it because we value so much the things of which these men rob us? Do not admire your clothes, and then you will not be angry with the thief. Do not admire the beauty of your wife, and you will not be angry with the adulterer.
They aren't your parents. They're holding you hostage. Your appearance was probably changed to look like them with gene editing. Happened to me too. I had no idea.
Pretty sure my coworker has been brainwashed or replaced with a double or something. Work at an auto dealership. Coworker, we'll call him Dan, keeps talking about how he's joined some new singles group or something. Never shuts up about the group, They go on trips, they meet up. Describes everything as separated by age groups. Says singles. Go with singles of certain ages. Married couples with married couples of ages. Elders. Every time he talks about the elders and what the hell they think. Slowly see my coworker stop doing normal shit. We used to go get coffee on our lunches every day. Sometimes I buy. Sometimes he buys. Coffee is an impure toxin, and you should stop drinking it. Stops drinking soda too. He gave me a bunch of random shit, because he says he doesn't need it anymore. Sunglasses, some comic books, a soda stream. Says his singles group needs people in my age bracket, and I should really consider joining. He's stopped swearing. In a little over a month, this dude has completely changed. He doesn't even comb his hair the same anymore. And he's losing a lot of weight very quickly. Keeps telling me that he and his new friends are all planning to move soon. We should join them before it's too late. Asks me shit like if I ever get lonely, or how things are with my family. Has started claiming that we shouldn't wear shoes, because it's impure, and that the fact that we take temps at work is stupid, and that he is protected. Tells me that he feels like his soul has been refreshed. Dan tells me today at the end of our shift, that he's going to be selling all of his shit soon, and that he and his new friends are moving into a gated community somewhere. How screwed is my friend, and what the hell kind of cult shit is this, and is there a chance of saving his ass?
Your friend is about to get Jim Jones it.
It's really unnerving. Like we never hung out after work. But this shit is like a complete change. At one point, dude insisted that I go with him on some deep sea fishing trip with him and a bunch of these single group peeps. Thankfully, I used the plague precautions as an excuse, and his response, I shit you not, was, "If you went with us, you wouldn't live in fear." What kind of alien shit response is that?
He has been enlightened and is trying to help you, son. Please heed his warnings and go with him. I've been enlightened as well, but I cannot speak of it for obvious reasons. It's a miracle he is able to speak of such things. Do it, son, before it's too late.
Don't do it, OP. You're right to be cautious. I'm 90% sure this guy's in a cult. Look for signs of sleep deprivation the next time you see him. Cults usually use sleep deprivation to make their subjects more impressionable.
My experience is similar. The abuse I suffered day to day is impossible to explain by psychology or biology. My father was clearly possessed by an evil entity of some kind. He expressed a violent rage that I've never seen replicated in movies. The Jekyll Hyde transformations were so sudden and so over the top, gaslighting children saying I was a mistake, that I was useless, that I should have never been born, beating me so hard I can't breathe. I too have Neanderthal DNA and certain autistic traits such as a high logic drive and quick sensory overload. Subjecting a child with sensitivity to his environment with that kind of abuse, I don't know how you can explain it other than pure evil. My mother just sat by and watched it happen and never did anything, being trapped in that hell 15 miles from the nearest town where nobody is coming to save you, and nobody can hear your cries for help, is something that makes you completely hopeless. My sister attempted to end it twice, but thank God she survived. I had a loaded shotgun in my mouth at one point and almost pulled the trigger. These are both government workers to boot, leeching off the taxpayers of society pretending to be upstanding citizens, but they hid their true selves from the world. They are low-level swamp people, I'd say. Probably could have risen to much higher levels in government if they took their evil behavior to the next level. We always had to pretend to be part of this happy leave it to beaver type family whenever we went to family gatherings. They knew that what they did was wrong and evil but could never acknowledge it. 5 years ago I went no contact. It's been a long tough journey, but my life has improved immensely by getting those worthless bastards out of my life. It's amazing how successful you can be when you start surrounding yourself with good people. Those boomers were nothing but an albatross around my neck. Good riddance. I wish you peace and best of luck, Anon.
Did I get MKUltra'd or have I just lost my mind? XGF breaks up with me, calls me a narcissist, a creep, and makes death threats about having someone kill me. Some time passes, all is normal. Intimidating tarot readings start popping up on my TikTok, tells me there are people plotting against me, falsifying documents, diagnosed me with narcissistic personality disorder, always the first content I see when I open the app. Tried making new accounts, deleting the app, nothing changes. See more tarot readings telling me there is a spy app on my phone and that there is a trained marksman on me. See two new can of laughed hunting stands in my hedgerow, think nothing of it. Night comes. I see my neighbor has their window wide open with the lights on. My neighbor's daughter is friends with X, so I think about the trained marksman and take out my camera and zoom in on neighbor's window. It's a flat-screen TV playing X and mine tapes. At this point, I was convinced I was schizo. Turn off the camera and watch TV. See black figure run up towards house. Wake up family. And dad said there was nothing there. I notice a small bug bite on my hand with a collapsed vein and a bruise that wasn't there before. Think about the sniper in the bushes again. Arrive at hospital, transferred to psych ward. I took the pills and told them what happened and all was normal till the third day. Optional group meeting held by a pastor that works there. I didn't want to go, but another patient told me I would like to hear what he had to say. Pastor tells a story about a kid who had rage issues and did fraud, and the feds had been watching him for a few years. Literally me. Patient nudges me and says he's talking about you. Got out after 2 weeks, all is normal. Did I date a federal agent? Should also mention when I left the psych ward, the first TikToks I saw were about Munchausen's by proxy. The entire time at the ward, I was on the phone complaining about how I shouldn't be here and how my dad exaggerated things in the ER to the nurses. In my case, it was schizophrenia by proxy, I think.
Welcome to the psych ward, where you have access to only a payphone, limited internet time, are given books about spy novels and being in the afterlife, and only get out if you do the club activities that harden your heart towards your fellow man and make you doubt everyone else in the facility is legit. If you somehow do get discharged, the lovely doctors will be there to remind you that if you don't see a psychiatrist, they expect to see you back in the psych ward in 2 years. Maybe the weird guy talking like a schizo is there to help you, or maybe he's just another glow-e trying to ascertain the truth of why you were committed. He's cool. Just like you, he takes illicit substances and has made mistakes. He wants to hear you talk about your mistakes. And talk you will, because no, you're not in prison. You're not in prison because prison sentences end.
I met a glow-e, or at least a guy who pretended to be one at the psych ward. He talked about working in cybersecurity doing X-Files type shit. Whole time I was there, he gave me dirty looks and talked with the staff during smoke breaks. He talked about being a part of a massive criminal organization and moving tons of cocaine. The last day at group, he joked about getting a plane ticket far away and a new identity. He handed me his phone number on a photo of a dead rat. It went to a fake name answering machine.
Pretty sure there are still such things as being cast out and disowned by family, right? Like, I know they can basically file paperwork to make sure you don't get a single cent of inheritance. My question is more along the lines of whether or not the name can be taken as well, and any blood or spiritual connections to them when it comes to higher authorities. Also, is it possible for a person to decide he wants to be the one to disown and disavow them instead? Not only do I not want to ever see or hear from any of them ever again except possibly one of my cousins, I want them to know just how much of a set of useless disappointments they truly were, and absolutely horrible hypocrites. I want it 100% legal to remove their last name from my own. I don't care if it gets replaced with shithead, because no amount of sewage on my bald at 18 head will ever smell nearly as foul as they do after a sandpaper and soap scrubbing. I don't have the time, money, or patience to do it in this reality currently. All I know right now is that after writing someone a lengthy note, I got one in return letting me know they had been saved or something. I cared not to pay attention. Took a few months till I ended up thinking about them again, and the only thought in my mind was how can I make them feel as let down, abandoned, slandered, unprotected, and surrounded by hostiles, as I did when screaming bloody murder for them to help me in some way, any way at all, just send me a relic or something so I can protect myself. But no, they refused. To me, it doesn't matter how kindly or politely you say it. It doesn't matter if it was a beautiful lavender-scented poem expressing sorrow over not being able to care about the crisis of a grandson or nephew reaching out and crying for help. I would rather they didn't allow me to waste my time by continuing to hope their manners meant they were kind-hearted people. If they'd simply told me to fuck off, I wouldn't still hate them.
I hope that you enjoyed tonight's broadcast. If you enjoyed tonight's story, then please subscribe to the channel as more green texts will appear daily. A new broadcast will appear when the clock strikes. midnight Central Time.
Remember to check out the Odyssey page in the description for a second archive of the channel's videos.